Now, I want to welcome into the studio Madeleine Ebbs from DCC North, and hopefully we'll be joined by Lorna Osborne-Ryan from the Keep Project. And we're going to be talking about an event, the Heroes of Kilmore. So, Madeleine, how are DCC North involved?
Well, we've linked in with the Kilmore West Youth Project, and it's kind of a collaborative approach over in Kilmore, because, you know, I talked to you about the Kilmore Get Kilmore Going group.
Yeah.
Is all the residents over there, and the now with the Youth Project and ourselves, we've come up with this idea. Now, the Youth Project came up with the idea of the Heroes of Kilmore, which they're distributing these forms whereby people from the area can nominate somebody from the Kilmore area, and they're going to have a Heroes of Kilmore award on the 8th of December. So while we were doing that, we decided maybe to rope it in with the group of residents from the Get Kilmore Going group and ourselves to have a big Christmas event. So this is happening on the 8th of December.
Okay.
And here's Lorna now.
Now, yeah.
And she'll talk to you in more detail about that. So what's happening, it'll be from 2 to 5 on the day. There'll be loads of things happening. We have the Get Kilmore Going group. They recently have contracted a contractor to do a community garden over there. So we're looking at planting a Christmas tree, which will be small, medium to small to start off with. And we're going to have a lighting up of that tree at around 5:30 on the Sunday. So there'll be a Christmas fair. So if people want to come along, we have engaged with some traders to do some Christmas, what would you say? Little Christmas frames and pictures and logs and all this sort of stuff. We're going to have Santa there in Santa's Grotto, and there's going to be a ukulele group, I believe, from the area. And then, as I say, then the girls and the lads from the Kilmore West Youth Project will be selecting from their heroes list to do an award. But Lorna will fill you in on all of that now.
Okay, welcome, Lorna.
Hello, how are you? Thank you.
You're part of the Kilmore West Youth Project.
Yeah, exactly.
But also the Keep Project, is that correct?
Yeah, so...
Just explain to the listeners what the relationship is there.
Yeah, so to put a bit of context on, I suppose we kind of have three strands within our project. We have the Keep Project, which is the Garda Youth Diversion Project. We have our Mainstream Youth Project, and then we have our Family Support as well. So I suppose we're directly across from the Northside Shopping Centre. That's where we're located. And I suppose we're in collaboration with the Dublin City Council, St David's, CBS, and of course yourselves in Near FM to kind of host this event on the 8th of December. So it's going to be inside the Kilmore West Recreation Centre and also out in the community garden. And I suppose just on the lead up to the event, we're inviting people to nominate a hero in their life. So it's like, suppose it can be someone that they look up to or inspires them for reasons such as going back to education or overcoming something difficult in their lives. So they don't necessarily need to be famous or someone well known in the area. It could be just someone special to someone else. So we put the application forms around the community in different locations and a box beside it as well, so they can bring the application back. So, for instance, the centre in Kilmore, St Luke's Church, Dublin City Council Recreation Centre, Northside Shopping Centre, and will be in Parnell's and Kilmore Celtic as well. And you can also find details on the Facebook and Instagram page, Kilmore West Youth Project. So you've given details about the day, I suppose, and the fair, and that there's a grotto that's going to be inside the Kilmore West Centre from around 2 to 4, and then from about 4 to 5 we're going to have the turning on of the Christmas lights on the Christmas tree, and people will be invited to put a bauble up on the tree as well. They can include in it a wish or their family name or whatever they wish to put on the tree. So it's going to be a really, really special day, and I suppose coming from the Youth Project perspective, I suppose we meet inspiring parents and young people every day in the community, but we're also aware in the community that it's kind of been struck by a lot of tragedy in the last year, and we just want to highlight the area in a positive way, and especially at such a time as Christmas, it's a really special time for everyone. So we just want people to kind of come along and suppose join in on the heroic celebration that we want to hold.
It sounds like a brilliant Christmas event, and I'm glad you said that you don't have to be famous.
No, it's
ordinary people.
Exactly, ordinary
because
people.
Because myself and Madeleine, we talk a lot about local communities, and it, there's Kilmore Celtic propping up again.
Yeah, you know? Kilmore, they'll be on board. We have engaged, especially more so in the last year, with the guys on Kilmore. People are just fed up with the, I suppose, all the negativity negative publicity the area gets. And we never talk about the negative stuff here, as you know. We never talk about negative stuff here, as you know, John. Yeah. We're always on about all the positive stuff because there is so much positive work going on in the area and it really doesn't get highlighted. The negative stuff is here and there, but I've seen it over the last year especially. The residents of Kilmore have really come on board. They actually won the first time city neighbourhoods for the tidy up they did in the area. So there's a lot of people in Kilmore actually engaged now in cleaning up, weeding, tidying up the grass verges. And as I say, this community garden, the plans for it now are absolutely beautiful. There's a lady called Sharon that we've contracted to do the garden over there. But we're hoping, and I'm sure it will happen, that a lot of the locals will come on board to give a dig out. Like, there's going to be like a little fairy garden, sensory things where the youth project are going to get involved in this as well. So while we were talking about all this and the guys had the hero of Kilmore, you know, and they had picked the 8th of December, we said, why not do a big Christmas fair and have everybody involved, you know? So it should be a lovely day. So as I say, we're going to have Santa flying in, especially from the North Pole for the day.
Yeah.
sitting there in his grotto, the kids will receive, I think, a selection box or a piece of chocolate or whatever. And there'll be lots of goodies there on the day. And as I say, we will have some of craft local people who actually hand make, all the stuff will be handmade. So there'll be, what would you say, bespoke pieces you can pick up for Christmas there on the 8th of December. And some of the stuff I've seen from some of the people that we will be using is absolutely beautiful. You won't buy it in town or in any of the shops. So just to let people know. So it will be a good day.
Mm-hmm. Lorna, you're from the Kilmore West Youth Project. Mm-hmm. So would you be more now getting the young people involved?
Yeah, well, everyone's already kind of got their application forms and it's been highlighted within our project. I suppose the young people come in with stories all the time about, you know, the older brother or the granddad that, you know, can make this. And I suppose we hear all these amazing stories and then we also hear tragedies from their families or from just the area in general. So it's to kind of put a swing on it, I suppose, at the moment and say, look, you know, tragedy does happen in every community, but to be proud of your community and to come out and celebrate together, you know, and get that kind of wholesome feeling with the community that everyone's tied in together and can kind of pull together at times like that, because there is a lot of community spirit. It's just about highlighting it. It's already there, alive and well, and getting different community groups in to kind of have a piece in their community. So members of the elderly as well, like, I suppose we're coming from a youth project perspective, but we want everybody included, all the nanas and granddads and uncles and younger kids as well, to come and see what they might be able to get involved in the future. You know, seeing their older brother come to the youth project and be like, oh, I'd like to go there. So it's a great opportunity to have the community come on board and come in and see what we do.
And it's great to young people, if they sit down and actually talk to older people, there's great stories that can be exchanged there and experiences and
absolutely
maybe advice in some occasions.
And we've only done that recently. We ran a Goshka group, and we, as part of that, we did a kind of integration piece between a group of elderly in the community and our group within the project. And that's exactly what they did. They sat down for an hour and they shared stories of what it was like in Kilmore back when they were young, and see if there's any differences, or a lot of stuff was the exact same, still the same kind of games hanging around, and, you know, a few things were very different. There was no marble games anymore, but there was definitely back in their day. But having that time to kind of see elderly people as not just elderly people, but people in their community that they still have a huge part in their community, and that young people do as well, that they're not just this group of young people that are getting in trouble in the area, that they have so much potential and so much to give back to their community as well.
Yeah, and getting people away from their telephones and their tablets and their laptops and get them out, you know, mixing and playing games and talking to each other.
Yeah, those social skills are massive, and that's something we would definitely reinforce in our project, is to get out to the community as much as possible and mix and kind of that pro-social behaviours, I suppose.
So do you want to just tell us again where these application forms are available?
Yep, so they're available within our youth project, so you can just come up to our project right across from Northside Shopping Centre, and on the other side of the building is the DCC side, so they'll also hold a box. the Centra in Kilmore as well, the St Luke's Church, Parnell's and Kilmore Celtic, we'll all have them. And Northside Shopping Centre as well, just in the middle of the centre. There's the information section, so the box is there and the application forms are right beside it.
It's brilliant. As I said, it's a great Christmas event and it'll be a great success. I was going to say I hope it'll be a great success, but it will be. And Madeleine, if I was voting for the hero of the community, I'd be voting for you. All the work you do.
You're awful, Gov. I keep telling you, it's just part of my job. But you know the way you're saying about older and younger people, and I've said this to you before, it's awful the way now we categorise people, older people, younger people. Years ago, it was just people. And there wasn't this break, you know. Technology really has split communities, and because of technology, nobody actually talks anymore. So what we're trying to do, well, which you know, I'm always trying to do, is turn back time and turn the clock back to way things were.
Yeah.
You know, and it's awful because you see it all the time on social media. Younger people have lost respect for older people. They don't get up, give their seat on a bus or on a train or whatever.
Yeah.
And a lot of that has been lost. And immediately then that categorises people, older, younger people, you know. So it'd be nice to bring back some old traditions and morals. And with the likes of this work and between ourselves and the likes of youth projects and communities working together, that's what we're kind of hoping to achieve. You know, the communities will become communities again, but technology, as good as it is, has a real downside, and it does split and isolate people.
Yeah, well, I've had a lot of young people in the studio, as you know, Madeleine, and I love having them in because they're great. You know, the Fisher lads from Darrendale.
Yeah.
People doing beach cleanups, young people doing beach cleanups and stuff like that. So they're very aware of things.
We just need to get all these positive things out. Yeah. And instead of, you know, people always reading the doom and gloom about all the positive stuff, and there's loads of positive stuff goes on here. Can I just mention some Halloween events, John, while I'm here? On the 29th of December, we have a Halloween event, a haunted house event up in Darrendale, and that's again a collaboration of all the agencies up there with DCC, Sphere 17, all the different programs that are running up there. And then our big event is, oh, I'll just give you a poster for that today, Lorna, the spectacular event down in Marino, which this is our 50th year for running this, and where we turn the park into sort of a spooky graveyard, and that's on the 30th of October, 6 p.m. till 8 p.m.
Maybe we'll talk again.
I'll bring you down some posters and I'll actually give some to Lauren.
Brilliant,
today,
we'll put them around.
And your event again is on
the 8th of December, starting at 2 o'clock and it'll wrap up around 5 and 6. It's at the Kilmore West Recreation Centre and also out with the community garden. So we'll start inside the hall and then we'll be moving out to the garden later on in the day. So come up any time in between that time. If you want to just see the Christmas tree turn on, it'll be around 4 and 5. So please do come along. It'll be a huge celebration in the area. Really a good Christmas feel. There'll be Christmas carols as well. Hopefully ukulele group might be coming along, and just a real good feel day for all the community involved. So I really do hope people just come up and enjoy the day with their families and friends.
And everybody's welcome.
Everybody.
Do some Christmas shopping. Can I just mention quickly that Ciara Mahoney from City Council and Anthony Hayden were the kind of shovel diggers with the Get Kilmore Going group from DCC. They were there behind them, getting them up and running. So I just want to give them a mention.
Yeah. And I'd say you're glad now to have more help.
We have a new lady now just joined the team as well, with us, Martina McHugh. So, because the areas, the boundaries have changed, you know. So, but we're so busy. Like, here we are in October and we're discussing Christmas events, you know.
Yeah.
So we're always up to our eyes, you know. So anybody out there with any ideas about stuff that they want to do or get involved, just give us a ring or call over to us here on the second floor in Bunratty Civic Centre.
Okay. And Lorna, maybe you'll drop back into us before nearer the event as well.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah, I'd be delighted to do that. Thank you.
Maybe give us a bit of feedback on what sort of forums, how to... farms are working out now.
Yeah, and if I suppose if we see a lack of you know, people coming forward for crafts shops and stuff, if anyone out there is involved in a sewing group or, you know, making different things for Christmas as well, where our contact details are also on the posters and the forms, So if anyone does want to approach us, or even just call into our youth project and just say, look, we'd like to come along and present our crafts on the day as well to sell. So yeah, we're open to that, and I would love to come back and
highlight again, remind people closer to the date. And is there a website or a Facebook page or anything?
Yeah, we have our Instagram, our Facebook, and our website up. So it's the Kilmore West Youth Project. So once you type that in, you'll see the website, same into Facebook and Instagram, and people are welcome to like our page and follow. We put up pictures a lot of what we're doing with young people, and see what's going on in the community. So do sign into that and like our page and follow us.
And all the information will be there.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Well, listen, we'll definitely talk to you, Madeline, before Halloween, and you before the Christmas event.
Thank you very much.
Listen, thanks very much.
Thank you.